A new fantasy made Disney a success. This is Dr. Herbert Alvarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation. A new fantasy made Disney a success. What is this new fantasy that made Disney a success? Well, the new fantasy that he has is the constant fantasy. He lived in a world of cartoons. He lived in a world of drawings. He lived in a world of magic. It's far simpler to dress people up in costumes and have them represent the characters that they represent in a theater performance. Far simpler than drawing cartoons. To draw pictures and have every single movement be a new drawing is quite a challenge. It's quite a remarkable challenge. And yet, this is one that seemed to fit into the Disney mode as he was developing his craft. And true, there had been many others, and there were many others, existing at the time Disney was doing his early work. And they, too, had their simple drawings, their simple things. And this was done in the early years with slides that would be individual slides that would be flashing by, and the light would be shining on them, and people would appear to walk. And they were thought that was the most marvelous, wonderful thing. Well, as it is with all marvelous, wonderful things, another person comes along and says, hey, let's do that a little differently. Let's do that with a little more imagination. And they meditated on it, and they thought about it, and they said, perhaps this is the way we should do it. And they used different skills that they were honing, that they were preparing and working with as they were using their craft to the ultimate. They did these things not because they were going to make a lot of money, because it was a drive within them. It was an imagination within them. It was a meditation that was taking place in their very soul. And it said, we must do this. We must come forth with this idea. We must come forth with this concept. Well, that was very, very beautiful and very wonderful. And as they did that, they came forth with all sorts of great and wonderful realizations. Now, in the early days, they drew things in black and white. And they added color here and there, but color was a lot of bother. But little by little, it became the common procedure. And then they began using their fantasy in color. And Walt Disney programmed his Fantasia, which was a swirling, moving color which moved through the pictures and through the scenes in such a dramatic way that it caused a whole new innovation in looking at drawings and in looking at the artistic work and in looking at the creativity that could be done. Now, this is rather marvelous, a rather spectacular thing. You can be sure Disney meditated on this many hours. He gave many thoughts to this, and perhaps not as many hours as we think. Because when you have tuned in to your ability to meditate, to your ability to drop into it, then you can do it. I told you the story of Swami Rama. His master had said to him in the early years when he was a child, are you meditating, Rama? And Rama answered, yes, master. And of course, if he was meditating, he wouldn't have heard his master. And that was what the master was teaching him. Well, in later years, Rama was able to move instantly into his meditation, into his ability to be one with his divine within, and to listen to that oneness. which was quite a nice thing. So, you and I, as we practice in the art of meditation, we move into the fantasies that the world thinks of and the impossibilities that the world thinks of, and we give them substance. We give them purpose. We give them direction. And as we give them direction, we're like Walt Disney. We're listening within and drawing. What did Walt Disney do? Well, he got a mouse and he set it up in front of him and he watched the mouse and he found out how the mouse acted, and then he made Mickey Mouse. Well, that's not true. Mickey Mouse is more of a human being than he is a mouse. But he has a mouse characteristics and he has a mouse attitude, physiognomy. But as far as attitude, he is a human being. And Minnie Mouse was a human being. And all of the characters that he had with that sketch were all more human than they were mice or a dog or whatever creature they were. And this made his fantasy even more charming, because people could more readily relate with the humanity of the mouse. And mice were never the same after Walt Disney got done with them. But he had a visualization in his mind. In his meditative thought, he came up with the concept, and he had the full picture in his mind. Just as many writers of fiction, they sit down and they have an idea in their mind. And the idea is a fictional idea. And then they think, well, now, how would he do this? How would this happen? And as they're thinking this, the whole story is revealed to them. The whole pattern is revealed to them. Then it's just a matter of having them do different adventures, having them do different activities. And because you're the writer and you have the meditation and imagination for it, you give it any direction you want to go. And the direction you want to go is a very fascinating direction. But all of these things take place because we train ourselves in meditation. We train ourselves to sit down for a moment quietly and listen within. Now, many people say meditation is boring and dull. Well, would you think someone like Disney thought that meditation was dull? Do you think Einstein thought meditation was dull? Do you think Edison thought it? Do you think anyone else thinks that meditation is dull? Meditation is where you let the inner realm reveal itself outwardly. Most of my life I've been privileged to be happy in meditation. Be happy in letting my inner imagination pour out. It's been a joy. And it's been an easy, happy thing. And as I let it flow out, I come up with some of the most marvelous ideas, some of the most fun-filled thoughts, and I just carry them to conclusion. And my, that is an exciting, wonderful journey. You and I can do these things anytime we wish. It's all just a matter of becoming still for a moment, or maybe not even becoming still, becoming excited about whatever it is we're thinking about. And when we become excited about what we're thinking about, then meditation is far from dull. But is that meditation? Why, it sure is. Whatever things you think about, that is meditation. And if some of your thinking time seems dull and boring, it's because you're not thinking about things that are exciting. Practice thinking about things that are exciting, and watch the magic of these exciting things become a reality for you. It's all your decision. It's all whatever you want to do. It's all whoever you want to be. Who do you want to be? What do you want to be? Where do you want to go? What do you want to accomplish in life? Why do you want to accomplish it? And who do you think you are that you should be able to accomplish it? A new fantasy made Disney a success? What's the excitement in your life that's going to make you not necessarily a great success, but a happy person? A person delighted with whatever you think about, with whatever you dream about, with whatever you imagine yourself in. It's all part of that wonderful, beautiful game that we play. And we're playing it right now. Disney had nothing on us. We've got ideas inside of us that have never begun to shine out. Maybe it's time they are now, huh? Right out. Oh, my, oh, my. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.